And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here on the phone by Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And anyone who has questions, we can take phone calls this hour, 785-537-1350. Let's talk about some other initiatives that are going on right now with the Manhattan Chamber, including, what's this I hear about, a Shop Local from Home initiative?
Yeah, so we have contacted all of our members and those businesses that are continuing to try to do business either online or by appointment or on Facebook or phone or any other avenue. We are going to log all those businesses on our website, and you can actually access that right now at our website, manhattan.org. But eventually, in the next couple of days, we're going to launch a social media campaign to shop local from home, and everybody will be directed. We do every fall, we do a big shop local campaign as part of Christmas season and shopping for Christmas, and make sure you're thinking about Manhattan for your purchases. And it's, that website is manhattan247.org, so 24/7. And so the campaign will be directed to that site, and you can get on there, and as you get your stimulus checks back, and consider what to do with those, if you have additional funding and you want to do a little online shopping, we would encourage you to look at Manhattan businesses as opposed to maybe looking at Amazon or some of the nationals. So we're excited about that, and our partners at S&M Marketing are helping us put that together. And so we just think it's important, as we mentioned earlier, to try to do business with those businesses that may have had to shut their doors, and, you know, again, for no fault of their own, but are still needing to try to make a living and try to pay their bills, and are making products available to people either online or by phone. And so we want to make sure that we're promoting our members that do those kind of things. So that's pretty exciting. We also have some webinars that we're real happy with how those have turned out. And we initially were planning to offer a series of webinars just as the chamber. And I think we've talked about on here before our tremendous partnership that we have with the other major Northeast Kansas chambers through METAL, which is Manhattan, Emporia, Topeka, and Lawrence. And that has typically been a lobbying entity. So as we've worked on issues at Topeka, we figured out that in order to compete with the Kansas City Metro chambers and the Wichita area chambers, that we needed to be a lot more aligned in how we pursued things that were important to Northeast Kansas. We discovered too that we could offer these webinars and get really much more impactful speakers by doing it together. And so, for instance, the very first one, we had the director of the Kansas Department of Commerce, which for us individually might have been a lot more difficult to do, but because it was the four chambers, he obviously was very excited to do that because he was reaching a broader audience. And we've had other speakers, the U.S. Chamber, and people who are involved in the day-to-day of trying to get some of the stimulus packages put together. We had last week we had the director of the unemployment group, and it was interesting. We even had a Manhattan business who online, through that process, made some comments about they were struggling to get some of their employees signed up, and she said, "Look, I'm going to call you back, and we'll take care of this today." And so it was great to see that happen in real time. Those are still going on. They're Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 11 o'clock. You do not have to be a member of the chamber to get on, or any of the chambers to get on those. And I apologize, I just went blank on who our speaker is for Thursday, but. It's the state director for the Small Business Administration. And so that would be, I think, a pretty good session if you are still looking for funding or if you're helping local businesses try to get through that process. And so, you know, we've had, nearly 1,000 people. I mean, obviously some of those are duplicate, but nearly 1,000 listeners on there for the first 2 weeks. And so I think that's been a tremendous project for us as well. We are also starting again to look at moving our networking opportunities, put those back in place, and we had our first online networking program this week. And we have normally, when things were normal, we did every Tuesday, we did a coffee break Tuesday at a business around the community at 9:30 in the morning. In this instance, we got on Zoom and did have a sponsor who welcomed everybody, and we had about 52, I think, participants in that, and it was really interesting to watch. It was exciting to see people who seemed really happy to, for the first time, maybe see some of their friends that they hadn't seen in a few weeks. And we didn't even talk about business at all. It was all sort of fun, and it was none of it was Corona based. It was all just kind of, what are you doing in your free time? What TV shows are you watching? What books are you reading? And I was genuinely surprised how engaged and enthused people were with that. And so we are evaluating some of our other programs to see what would translate to online opportunities as well. And so we do an event called Good Morning Manhattan, where we bring in speakers, and it's usually over a breakfast at one of our local establishments. So we're going to try to do that online, and so bring speakers in to talk to people about what's going on in the community. And so we're just kind of seeing what we can do to transition our normal networking and informational opportunities to more online. And I think if something comes out of this, I think it will be collectively, in our country, and maybe globally, is an increased use in technology and being able to do some of the things that historically maybe took a different approach and maybe be more efficient with some of our time. And so that's one thing that we're looking at and that we can transition to maybe a little more even when things get back to normal. And so that's been an interesting dynamic, and I think a lot of chambers across the country have tried to do that as well.
You know, I think one of the great things about towns our size and others of like size around the state and around this region is the unique shopping opportunities that people have. And a lot of those businesses, for the most part, they don't have an online component. But maybe now that they're seeing the importance of having that during this pandemic, may develop something like that. And boy, I'll tell you what, you could really increase a whole lot more local shopping opportunities that way, just having an online presence. I think it's magnified during this pandemic.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see. And I could probably make an argument on both sides of this. But it'll be interesting to see if the shopping dynamics in the community change at all. I think it was about 4 years ago, for the first time in our history, the sales at restaurants exceeded the sales at grocery stores. And people talked about what a interesting dynamic that was, in that collectively as a society, we have become a lot more reliant on restaurants to handle our meals and those kind of needs, and that just has to do with, as a culture, the changes that we made in society, where you have families where everyone's working, and so you don't have the same dynamic you had. I would venture to say probably in the last month that dynamic has changed back, and I think we would all assume that once we get the opportunity, and that it will go back to the way it was before. Same thing with shopping. I think we'd started seeing more online shopping, and obviously that's probably accelerated. Or even buy it online and stop by. And in the case of our grocery stores, and where it's, you just go by and open your trunks and they put it in. Does that accelerate those kind of things, or do we kind of go back to where we were before? And that goes back to, as we talked about, the uncertainty is it's hard to say. And until that plays out, I think we all have to be very cognizant about how those things change, and then what we do as a business community to react to those, because we need to preserve dollars in Manhattan, and we need to preserve our unique shopping opportunities. You know, we talk about several years ago, I was working on a community branding project, and the marketing firm that did it for us, when he talked about how people identified communities, one of the things that people identify communities is what kind of businesses are there in those communities. And if we look like every other city and have the same businesses as every other city, then the interest in visiting or staying or living obviously decreases, because I think at the end of the day, people, while they may use chains, and that's good, and we want to have all the same chains that every other city has too, so people don't leave town to go to those. But at the same time, it's important to have a vibrant, locally owned or unique shopping and dining opportunities, because that's what's going to attract visitors, that's what's going to attract residents, and at the end of the day, that's what will attract more business. And so we said early on, it was so important for the federal government and the state and the cities to create programs that would help our small businesses survive this crisis, because we need those small businesses to be here and viable after it's over, or I think we're going to struggle to rebound from all the challenges that this crisis is creating.
You know, you mentioned doing some of the meetings virtually and such. What has there been any discussion with our local representatives? Because I know the chamber tends to host those monthly, or not monthly, but every so often with the members of our legislature.
Yeah, we had one scheduled for March that we obviously canceled because the zoo closed. Or maybe that was April, but the last one that we normally host was canceled because we have those at the zoo and they asked us not to have them. This was before a lot of the major shutdown happened. But so we have one coming up for our members that we always have at the end of the session, and we actually have reached out to our elected officials to see about doing that virtually. And so we're hopeful that we're able to put that together. I mean, obviously, a lot of that depends on the legislative schedule. They're supposed to be back, I think, fairly quickly. That may or may not happen. And so I think a lot of that's just going to be dependent on what the schedule turns out to be at the legislature and when they finally end the session. And so we have started those conversations in case that's the direction we need to go. I think we'll move in that direction if we still are on restrictions on gatherings.
All right. Good to know. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more with Jason Smith from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.